Sikat sa buong mundo ang Greek alphabet matapos hinango sa mga letra nito ng World Health Organization ang variant ng COVID-19. At pinag-uusapan ngayon ng lahat ang mas nakakahawang Omicron variant. Kaya may babala si World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Omicron is spreading at a rate we have not seen with any previous variant. We're concerned that people are dismissing Omicron as mild. Surely, we have learned by now that we underestimate this virus at our peril.
Paliwanag ng WHO, nasa 7 variants of concern at variants of interest pa ng mutation ng COVID-19 ang kanilang natuklasan at lahat sila ay pinangalan sa letra ng Greek alphabets. Kabilang sa variants of concern ay ang Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta at Omicron. At ang variants of interest naman, ang Lambda at Mu. Ayon sa isang professor ng ancient history na si Ian Worthington, dalawang rason kung bakit ginagamit ng WHO ang Greek alphabet sa mga nadiscovering variants.
First of all, there's the tradition of using Greek letters in math and science throughout the ages. The ancient Greeks pioneered advances in maths and science. And of course, they only had their own Greek letters to draw on. So when they were coming up with mathematical theories, they would use letters like pi and sigma and alpha, which of course we use in math today. And so there was a tradition established over the ages, and it just continued. It continued throughout history and down to today.
Isa sa mga rason, sabi ni Worthington, ay para mawala ang stigma o dungis ng mga bansa kung saan unang nadiskubre ang variant.
I mean, if you can imagine everybody suddenly talking about about COVID China or COVID Brazil or COVID wherever, you can't help but automatically think badly of that particular place, that particular country. So by using Greek letters, it sort of anesthetizes where COVID variants develop, and it's also continuing with a scientific and mathematical tradition. And it's also easier. If you look at what the actual strand of COVID is called, it's a whole list of letters and numbers that really any scientists and people like that understand.
Ang sinaunang Greek alphabet ay mula sa Phoenician alphabet at gumagamit ng simbolo at letra para sa katinig at patinig o consonants at vowels sa taong 8th at 9th century. Sa ganun ding panahon, gumawa ng mga pagbabago sa paksa sa maths at science ang sinaunang Greeks kung saan bahagi ang Greek alphabet. Ayon kay Professor Alexandra Martinuk na isang eksperto sa epidemiology mula sa University of Sydney, lahat ng COVID-19 ay may scientific name tulad ng variant na nadiskubre mula sa India ay hindi tinatawag na B1.1.6.7.2 dahil ang scientific name ay Delta na siyang pang-apat sa letra ng Greek alphabet. Dagdag nito, nagiging madali din ang komunikasyon kaya ginagamit itong sistema ng mga otoridad.
It's hard for the public to communicate using those more complex scientific names. So we try and use something that's a bit more simple. But then, of course, there's always the challenge of not wanting to pick anyone's particular name or a name of a location so as not to stigmatize any particular country, city, or otherwise.
Paliwanag pa nito, maraming pagbabago o mutations ng COVID-19 pero hindi lahat ng variants pinangalanan dahil siguradong mauubusan ng letra ang Greek alphabets. Pinangalanan lang ng WHO ang mga variants na tinaguri ang variants of concern at variants of interest. Dahil ang variants na ito ay mas mataas ang potensyal na nakakahawa, mas mabagsik at may potensyal din na hindi tumatalab ang bakunang gamot. Saad din ito, ayaw din ng WHO na malito ang mga tao, kaya may pagkakataon na hindi ginagamit ang ibang letra ng Greek alphabet.
So some of them, so the XI or C, I think it's how it's pronounced. My understanding is that's quite a common last name for people who may be from China. And so that wasn't felt to be as clear as it could be, and it could stigmatize also some people. And other Greek letters, for instance, in naming storms haven't been used in the past because they can sound quite similar, and so therefore they also can cause confusion. So there's a few right in the middle, and then at the end, so zeta, eta, theta, and then there's the phi, chi, psi at the very end. And so they often are skipped when Greek alphabet is used for naming.
ani Professor Martinek. Dahil 24 lang ang letra ng Greek alphabet at kapag dumami ang variants na dapat pangalanan, iniisip ng WHO na gamitin ang sinaunang Greek gods. Pero lumalabas na mas nakakalito at hirap pang sabihin o i-pronounce ang pangalan. Tulad ng Zeus, Poseidon, Artemis, Athena, at Aphrodite.
What do we do when the Greek letters, the Greek alphabet runs out? And I understand the WHO is thinking, looking towards star names, and they look like they will be a good second list, so to speak. There will be some that won't be able to be used. For instance, there's a star or a constellation called Cancer, which obviously would cause great confusion. So I don't think we'll be using that to name the next variant, but star names may very well be what we use next.
Sa ngayon, hinihikayat ng World Health Organization ang media at ang mga bansa sa buong mundo na gamitin ang Greek alphabet na pangalan ng variant ng COVID-19. Pero paalala nito, may technical term na kanilang ginagamit para sa patuloy nilang pag-aaral at pananaliksik tungkol sa virus na patuloy na humahamon sa buong mundo. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Peggy Jacomelos na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.